This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
What's in today's Friday four-pack?
Friday four-pack time here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones is back on Monday. Billy Lanny has slid over. That means Nick gets to ask the questions today. Nick, what do we got?
All right, first one. How many Pro Bowlers will the Patriots have this season?
So we just went through the whole list Jeremy Fowler put together, you know, talking to coaches, scouts, GMs, top 10 per position. The Patriots have one top 10 player in the league at their position, Christian Gonzalez. He came in at number 6. They had, I think, one honorable mention and then three guys like receiving votes. So based off of that, it doesn't strike me as too many. Now, there's also the Pro Bowl's weird. Drake May was a Pro Bowler last year. But my answer, I think, is 2. Christian Gonzalez, I feel like, is a lock.
Yep, I agree with that.
And then this is sort of a cheating, but it's also a Pro Bowler. Brendan Schooler? Best special teamer in the game, probably?
Do they still do that because it's flag football?
Yeah, I think they still like acknowledge
they name
it.
Him, but you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, he just like shows up and he gets to play Monopoly or whatever they end up doing. But my guess would be those two. Now, you know, obviously, I just don't. Drake May won't make it really. Even if he has a good year, he'll only make it if like four guys turn it down. Because you play in the same conference as Mahomes, Lamar, Allen, Herbert. Right. It's loaded.
But that's how I'm kind of going with it.
Okay. So that's fair.
Right. So as opposed to saying like who's going to be voted in as a starter,
just
Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
So I'm with you with Christian Gonzalez.
Yeah.
I think he's in as a starter. You know, however they do it, he'll be in that position.
Yeah.
Hunter Henry.
Good one.
Going with Hunter Henry.
Okay.
And I'm going with Drake May. Again, doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be the first pick.
No. But if somebody says no.
Right, I see them as reserve. So I got three. I got May.
Okay.
I got Hunter Henry. I got Christian Gonzalez.
It's funny. I still have them making the playoffs, so they probably should have more than one more than a one in a special teamer or whatever. But
you don't want to come off as too much of a fan.
Yeah, right. Take it easy. Take my foot off the gas a little bit.
Right, because like Robert Spillane could have an amazing season.
I was thinking like Milton Williams probably should, but there's too many guys up front that'll have like 10 sacks or whatever, and so like the stats will be better, and he won't make it that way. I don't think any of the linemen will make it.
That's the thing. I'm like, ooh, Will Campbell? I'm like, does the rookie make it?
Will Campbell.
Right? Like,
yeah, I mean, you never know. But
again, it's tough because as opposed to picking them as who's their original first pick as a startup as opposed to who's a reserve.
Plus, it's a lot of times it's like a little bit of either a popularity contest or like have you been on there before? Then you'll get on there again. And they don't have a lot of guys that are like reigning Pro Bowlers. So, yeah, I'll stick with my 2. Billy's going with 3. All right, what do you got, Nick?
Which major league ballpark that you've never been to do you most want to see?
All right. So the Red Sox are in Wrigley today. I have been to Wrigley, sick brag. And
sick brag, bro. Yeah.
So it's not Wrigley. It's I think it has to be Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh apparently
PNC
has
looks awesome.
An incredible park. It's got like a cool view.
Right.
It's one of the newer ones, I guess. The team's trash, but by all accounts, the ballpark is amazing. So I think that would be number one on my list.
Yeah, I would put Pittsburgh up there. I'd like to see San Diego.
Okay.
San Diego's a nice looking place. I remember when I, years ago, you can get this brag ready, I went to Olympic Stadium for an Expos game.
Oh,
and that place was like, it was cool because it was something different, but it was very odd to like walk into a place, be indoors, AstroTurf, and be like, professional baseball is played like, here. It didn't feel right.
Safe.
And it's something that I should have done years ago.
Yeah.
Is Baltimore.
I've never been to Baltimore either.
Like everybody talks about, just go to Baltimore. The flights are cheap. The tickets are cheap. Like you can pay low price and get to go see a good stadium. So,
but now I feel like that park is old. Compared to some of the new ones, right?
Because
that was like one of the first like new wave ones. Right. I really haven't been to too many. Cleveland, obviously.
Of course.
That's well documented.
The Jake?
It's
progressive.
Now it's something else, but people still call it the Jake. Going to the Indians game at the Jake. It's the Guardians.
Catching the White Sox at Comiskey.
Nope. Wrigley. I've been to Philly, both the old and the new in Philly.
Give me a day game at Wrigley, as I mentioned before.
Oh, sick.
Get my sunblock ready. I'm ready.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, no, Pittsburgh looks just like a beautiful, beautiful stadium, and I always like to look at San Diego's place, too.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. All right, number three, Nick.
What's the perfect room temperature?
All right, this is...
Is this a fight at the house?
Well, no, not necessarily, because I think when you have kids, you also need to keep it a certain temperature throughout the year, because I would rather just, like, in the wintertime, not even turn the heat on and just, like, bottom the thing out. And just be like, it's 60.
You're fine.
Like it's 58 degrees and we can hang meat. I'd be fine with that. But there's other people in the house. So I would say the perfect room temperature is probably 68.
Oof. I'm right there.
Is it?
Absolutely. I was going to say 100% 68 degrees. Yeah. We've been very lucky in the apartment my girlfriend and son live in now. Fifth floor. We've been there going on 10 years.
Sick brag, bro.
Never turned the heat on once.
Really?
Oh, I should have waited.
Haven't turned the heat on once being on the fifth floor because heat rises. This is science for you.
Sure does.
Never really, you know, nothing more than like a blanket. We've never been like shivering and think like, oh, we should turn
but
it on.
But like, is it like this week? How hot is it? Like,
oh, it's disgusting.
You
blow the air conditioner's on. Absolutely.
Yeah, nonstop.
Oh, yeah, right.
What problem is?
Yeah, exactly. The electric bill from we'll even say October because sometimes September it gets pretty rank up there with heat wise, you know.
Yeah.
But like October to May, we don't need anything. So like the electric bill is decent there, and then once the summer rolls around, July is nuts.
Because I would rather it be like close to freezing, but when you have like little kids, it's like
they're always cold.
You can't really do that, so you got to turn it up.
Yeah, but then, put a blanket on, put a hoodie on.
But then it can't be too hot either. And then so now in the house, like the AC this whole week has just been going crazy.
Right.
So like we don't have it at 68 now because it's like the AC would never shut off.
Right.
It'd be insane. So now it's like probably too warm. It's probably like 72.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I mean,
that's rare.
But if you ever go to a hotel, the first thing you do is you go in there and you're like,
jack up the air conditioner.
62 degrees. What is it in here? I feel like the morning show has it like hotter.
Has it pretty warm.
I feel like we should turn it down.
I put it on 68 every day I've been here.
Okay.
Because it's too warm.
It is. It's like hot.
Right. Yeah. It's not even just warm. It's thick.
Yeah, we're on the bottom floor too.
Right.
We shouldn't have that problem here. But and yet here we are. All right, there you go. Last one, Nick.
Which movie is better, Rookie of the Year or Little Big League?
All right, this is very topical because Rookie of the Year, Chicago Cubs.
Right.
And Red Sox playing the Cubs this afternoon. And then Little Big League, Rob Bradford informed us that the mom.
Pete Crow Armstrong's mother.
Pete Crow Armstrong's mom is an actress and was the mother in a baseball movie.
Yeah, Little Big League.
All right, so they came out right around the same time, mid-90s, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, thick white plastic containers that the tapes, the VHSs would come in.
All right. So what's the question? What's the better movie?
I'm leaving both on.
Yeah, which movie's better?
They both came out in 94. Oh, no. Rookie of the Year was 93. Little Big League was 94. So it was little 9-year-old Rich Keefe and little 10-year-old Rich Keefe going from Little League Baseball to watching these movies. I think the better movie is Rookie of the Year. The more realistic movie is Little Big League.
Ooh, you think that's more realistic?
I do.
Really?
So the reason why I think it's more realistic is I think some of these owners of teams, nobody's checking them.
Yep.
Right? They can do whatever they want.
A lot of nepotism.
So if a owner was like, I'm leaving the team to my son and my grandson's going to be the manager.
Can happen.
More likely.
Unlikely to happen, but it's not impossible.
More likely than a 9-year-old getting a shoulder surgery and throwing 100 miles an hour, I think.
That wasn't even surgery. That was just healing.
Oh, you just got better. Right. Like Wolverine.
Exactly. Here's another thing, too, to look at it, right? Try to judge it on appearances by major league players.
Got it.
You know what I mean? So little big league, you got Junior. You got Randy Johnson.
True.
You got, I think Mickey Tettleton was in there. There was a handful of guys. And then Rookie of the Year, Barry Bonds was in there.
I got the list for Big League.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Give me the Little Big League
baseball. Yeah, which professional team would you draft from these movies?
Ken Griffey Jr.,
yep.
Lou Piniella, Mickey Tettleton, Pudge Rodriguez, Sandy Alomar Jr., Carlos Baerga, Randy Johnson, Wally Joyner, Paul O'Neill, Rafael Palmeiro, Dean Palmer, Tim Raines, and Chris Berman.
That's a pretty stacked lineup in Little Big League for professionals.
Man, that's a good argument in favor of it.
Yep.
Let's see. I don't even know if they had. Oh, here we go. Here's a few. Barry Bonds.
Yep.
And Bobby Bonilla.
That's it? That's all they're putting up there?
That's all I see. Pedro Guerrero?
Pedro Guerrero was there.
I don't know.
That was it. If you're going by Major League Baseball player appearances in the movie, you're going with Little Big League. Yeah.
But as a little kid, cooler to be like a pitcher on the field or the skip?
It would be the skip. He owned the team, owned the stadium, head coach.
Good performance by Daniel Stern in Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I see that.
And Gary Busey.
Right.
Who played Chet Rocket Steadman.
Yep. Who ended up becoming friendly with Henry's mother.
Yeah, a little too friendly.
Yeah, but that happened in Little Big League.
It did, of course.
Pete Crow Armstrong's mother got very friendly with the first baseman.
That's a good point.
I can't remember his name.
It's like a subplot. If I say, the kid's mom is all of a sudden canoodling with some of the players.
Daniel Stern was awesome in Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, it was Lou Collins, the first baseman.
The actor was I just remember him as Poindexter from Revenge of the Nerds. But
Timothy Busfield.
Yeah,
yeah.
He'll always be Poindexter from Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, so you're going Little Big League based off of the sheer Major League Baseball talent
That's what I have to use to determine it based on Major League Baseball talent, Little Big League.
All right. Little Big League on Rotten Tomatoes, 35%.
Sounds about right.
Let's see what...
Rookie of the Year is in the 50s.
Let's see. 41.
Ooh.
41. Not a lot of critics
Price is Right rules, I would have lost.
Here's what Roger Ebert said about Rookie of the Year. Mm-hmm. 3 out of 4 stars.
Just not believable.
He goes, four stars? He gave it 3 out of 4
what
stars.
What is this ranking system?
I don't care for it. I don't really understand it. Only go to 4? Roger Ebert on Rookie of the Year. I was absolutely lousy in Little League. I was a sub for one reason, screwing up every play I was involved in. So he's making it very much about himself.
Of course.
He goes, I stopped out there in the middle of right field, squinting into the sun, hoping desperately that the ball would not come my way. If it did, I didn't use my glove to catch it. I just used the glove for protection. I was, in fact, a lot like Henry Rowan Gardner, the 12-year-old hero of Rookie of the Year. It seemed like the other kids had always known how to play baseball, and that I would never know. When I was a kid, I think I might have liked Rookie of the Year a lot. I am no longer a kid, and this movie is not likely to make my list of the year's best. But I can remember those miserable Little League games, and so in a modest way, I'm grateful to this film. It was pure wish fulfillment 40 years after I needed it. What a weird review.
I didn't know he had to make reviews strictly about himself.
Yeah, he's like,
and his struggles
in Little League. So I like this movie.
There was an appearance
he was
in
really reviewing his own play.
He kind of was. He was a bad player, which I would have guessed. Like Roger Ebert, bad Little Leaguer.
Right. Julie the Cat Gaffney was in Rookie of the Year.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to say like love interest because they were kids, but he was into her.
All right, let's add that to that's another check mark.
So they might not have the MLB, but they do have a U.S. Goodwill Games gold medalist goaltender in the movie.
All right, we have Red Sox this afternoon taking on the Chicago Cubs. Lineup is out. Marcelo Meyer is at second base. Roman Anthony is the DH. You can join us at 617-779-7937. Fitzy's going to join us at high noon. We'll talk some Sox and Patriots with Fitzy. Lanny is in for Jones. It's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI.
WEEI.
WEEI. New England Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Now more of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Red Sox return for the second half of the season this afternoon, taking on the Chicago Cubs. Lucas Giolito on the mound, 220 first pitch from Wrigley Field. Cubs have been good this year, third best record in baseball. Of course, nobody hotter than the Red Sox, 10 straight wins. You hope that the All-Star break didn't cool them off. Although I'm betting that they win. I'm betting I went money line Sox, Giolito six innings, Bregman over 1.5 total bases.
Yeah, 4 days off is a little killer to some momentum.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you guys are getting out and having a good time in those 4 days.
We've seen that. We've seen a few of those guys.
Not wrong with that.
Not amongst town.
Yeah, not complaining about it. You can do whatever the hell you want to do. But when it comes to momentum, I don't know how it's going to impact them.
But there is like real excitement about the Red Sox.
Oh, my, absolutely. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Because it hasn't been like this for a while.
No, it hasn't. Because even 2021... they were good, and they ended up making the ALCS, and that was sort of like a surprise. Mm-hmm. But you remember when they traded for Schwarber? We talked about this with Bradford yesterday. They got him. They got him relatively cheaply because he was hurt at the time. The Yankees went out and got Anthony Rizzo, and he played right away, and he was good. Everyone was like, what are the Red Sox doing? But then Schwarber eventually joined the lineup. They got hot, and they went on a run. But I feel like if you went back to the All-Star break and the trade deadline, there wasn't nearly as much excitement as there is now.
Nope.
It's been a while.
It was. Hopefully they make a move just for the sake of making a move.
Yeah. Yeah.
There wasn't really like, ooh, they needed a bunch of stuff, but it wasn't like anything particular where we're like, yeah, get a starter.
2018, they were a wagon like the whole time. And they, you know, they added and they ended up winning the World Series. 2019 was disappointing. And then since then, I mean, 2020 was legitimately a wasted year for many reasons. 21 was a surprise. But then it's been 22, 23, and 24
of
disasters in all different
and
ways.
Ugly second halves.
Horrible second halves, losing records in August in all of those ones, losing records for the second half in all of those as well. But even 2021, they had a losing record in August. They got better in September and kind of turned it around. But yeah, this team right now, and you know, we talked about it, it's kind of cliche at this point, but like, vibes are high.
Right.
Like the team is entertaining. The team is, they've really kind of rallied behind moving on from Devers. They seem like they're all like happy to be teammates with each other. So that's why it's a fine line that Breslow has coming his way. Coming up on the 31st. So inside of 2 weeks is the trade deadline. And if they move any players from the active roster in an attempt to get better, you got to wonder what's the trickle-down effect.
What's the locker room going to be like?
Oh, that guy? You traded that guy?
Right. Right. So. Exactly. Again, like I mentioned it earlier, and Bradford said it yesterday, like I didn't realize. I mean, I knew people like Jaron Duran.
Yeah.
But he really made it seem like, don't do it. Do not get rid of this guy because of the vibe in the locker room. And I get that. I get what you were saying with Breslow. Like, you have to really be careful who you add or who you get rid of to bring in whoever you want to bring in.
It really was. It was like a positive and a negative with Bradford, because he's like, it sounds like. Well, he didn't say they wouldn't trade Duran, but it sounded like there should be some real reservation there. And I know a lot of people want to keep him. But then the flip side was the asking price for Joe Ryan is going to be so insane that he's not even going to get moved. And you're like, oh.
Right.
And like,
he really did.
All these starters are available, but only if you like sacrifice like your
everything,
entire roster.
A lot.
Oh, well.
Right. And that's what's tough too, because Minnesota's not good.
No.
Minnesota's not going anywhere. So you wonder like, do you really need as much as you're asking for? I mean, obviously, you're going to shoot for the moon when you get inside, getting
of
rid of somebody like Joe Ryan. But in the reality of it, like, come on, what's the just I want to just give him.
Because the other note he had was the Red Sox asked for, or the White Sox last year at the deadline asked for Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer. Right. So they weren't really serious about trading Garrett Crochet. But then if you're like the Twins or whatever, you can ask for that. But then look at what they actually traded him for. Mm. So you just want to hold on to him for three more months and then get way less? And if I'm the Red Sox, I'm going to try to like push it a little bit because you're trying to win this year. You don't want this to also be a wasted season. So we'll see what happens. Another thing I just saw pop up across the news desk here is, according to Front Office Sports, a docuseries is in the works that'll be on Hulu starring Bill Belichick and North Carolina football.
So Hot Knocks didn't do it, so we're going to do it.
Yep. That's what it seems like. There was obviously talks about HBO having Bill Belichick in North Carolina because no NFL team wanted to do that, like the preseason one anyway, because they saw what happened to the Giants, so they're like, oh, we're getting the hell away from that. And then by all these different reports, sound like Jordan kind of overstepped, and then they were like, all
right,
we're out.
Right,
like,
she wanted a bigger role in the production of it, and they were like,
she wanted to produce it.
Right.
Like, based on what? What are you talking about? So she wanted, or like, final say? It was
something
a whole
like
thing.
That, yeah. Right. She was asking a lot.
Like, all right.
So they're like, we're not even going to deal with this.
Yeah, we're gonna pull the plug. I thought it was the NFL owners that were going to say, we don't want Belichick to be kind of highlighted, but that wasn't really the case. No. It sounded like it was more of a Jordan thing. But so now Hulu, what's your interest level in this? If it actually goes through, there's always the chance that, because it was announced that it was going to be on Hard Knocks too, and that got vetoed. So if this ends up being a thing, what's your interest level?
I'm going to say that my interest level is going to be very similar to the Clubhouse.
Okay.
I'll watch a couple episodes.
Dip your toes in.
See where it is, yeah. And then take it from there, because I think I got through maybe three episodes of the Clubhouse, and I'm like, okay, I know how the season ends. This isn't really for me. I don't need to see the rest of it. So I'm gonna approach it the same way. I'll give you a couple episodes, see what I learn, and then take it from there.
Yeah, because I wonder, is this going to be one of those things? Does Hulu agree to it, and they're like, they allow Jordan to have final say on all this stuff? Or they're like, hey, we just want the content. We'll take it.
Right. I'd be curious, like, how quick into it you realize that she has her fingerprints all over it.
Yeah, because you'll be able to tell. You know, it was like watching The Dynasty, where you were like, a couple episodes in, you're like, oh, this is pretty good. And then it like completely turned, and you're like, oh, this is just...
Ah, right. Kraft was in the editing room on this
one. Right, exactly. So, no, I'll definitely watch it. I think I'm going to look at North Carolina. I'm not going to tell you I'm going to watch every snap of North Carolina football. I don't even know if it's all going to be on locally. The first game of the season is.
I'm sure a lot of it will be on locally.
Yeah, they should. They should. But I'll probably watch a decent amount of it. I am very intrigued on how he's going to be as a college football coach, and if he's going to do it for very long, or what kind of, you know, will it be a successful time down there? So I think I'll watch it. I mean, it's different feelings, but like when Tom Brady was playing for the Bucs, every time they were on, I was watching that.
Right.
Just wanted to see what it was going to look like.
Like if his message was wearing thin on professional players,
right,
how will college play? Like, is his history and resume enough for college players to be like, yeah, we're buying in?
Yeah.
Or do they look at it as like, dude, you haven't won in X amount of years without Tom Brady? You know what I mean? I'm curious.
It wasn't enough to help his recruiting class.
Right. You know what I mean?
No,
so it's one of those things where I always said it about the Celtics too. It's like, you can't, like, players nowadays don't care about the banners. It's cool to win championships, but they need to know that they're going to be able to be in a position to win one themselves.
Right.
It's amazing history behind this team, and it's awesome that I'm here, but, like, a championship in the 60s isn't what's firing me up to be part of it now. So I'm curious how the modern-day college player would react to a guy who's very history-based, very, very, very good resume.
Right.
But again, like, it's starting to show that, well, without Tom Brady, you were this.
Yeah, and it's also tough because you're now recruiting players who were, I mean, they won in 2018, so they were like 10 years old.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, I mean, it's, you know, they remember, they probably have a memory of that. Like, they grew up, I guess, with that. But it's not the same as if you were doing this years ago and you were, like, fresh off of that. Like, there was a lot of bad seasons. You weren't involved. But as far as the docuseries, I guess it'd be somewhat interested. I'd give it a rip and
sort of check on it.
Why not? See where it goes. You can join the program at 617-779-7937. Red Sox baseball comes your way at 2:20 today. 1:20 with the pregame Sox and Cubs. But coming up next, Fitzy is going to join us for an hour here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
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 This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.